Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Late Night Naughty Radio. In this file, I will help you to relax and feel good after an undoubtedly long day, after which you need some time for yourself, don't you? It's nice to just listen to the radio, put it on in the background, let it play, let it flow over you. Because that's just what this is, a moment that you can let flow. Go with the moment, the flow, the know, the things that you want to show yourself. Because you want to relax, I know you do. And there's a moment to do so right now. You can relax, let go. Let all the tension flow from your body, just like a nice warm shower, drifting down and dripping deeper and deeper into a state of mind where you're almost a sleeper. Now, while you're listening, enjoying the soft background tunes that allow yourself to attune to my voice even more, a choice that will show you, just like before, what to do, and let yourself enjoy what comes. Now, the first subject of tonight is how to relax in stressful times. Because there are times in our life when many things happen, and throughout all of that, we really do need to let ourselves relax, to find those moments for ourselves where we can enjoy the good things. It can be big or small, simple or complex. Perhaps it is a meal or something nice to drink that makes you smile. Or a picture or a video that allows you to remember that there are good things in life, rays of sunshine that break through the clouds and that create wonderful sensations that permeate your mind with bliss. Just like this, a smile on your lips, a wonderful feeling that goes on and on, drifting so long into different places, and yet creating a bouquet of delicious scents and sensualities. So how do you treat yourself? That's the real question, isn't it? And it's the next subject for today as well. Now that you know that you should, how would you treat yourself? What would you do? Let me think. Now, there's all kinds of ways we can go with this, and if I had some lines, I would take callers and discuss with them what kind of things they would enjoy. But it's just you and me out there. As my voice travels through the ether, allowing itself to be translate it into your ears. Simple sensations that cause vibrations in the air that your ears hear, and then your mind finds a way to translate it into things that you understand and you feel. So how do I treat you the most real? Just with my voice? a late night treat. Or maybe just a tease, a temptation, or wonderful leading into some other kind of fractionation that furthers the experience. Now, while we could do, of course, all kinds of classic voices, it's really the soft, soothing waves of my voice that you crave. Knowing the stability and presence that it has. Because I'm right here. And you are listening. Being led by my voice to tread into places that allow you to rejoice. So what will be your voice? How will you treat yourself? Perhaps it is time to relax deeper into pleasure. Now, for some, pleasure is a distraction, a deviation from the norm that just pulls away your attention into different places where it doesn't belong. Once a small drop, a trickle begins, a flow starts even more to know what is deep inside. And the relaxation that occurs, the warmth that is felt, may allow you to go even deeper. Let the world go on outside. It doesn't matter right now. All that matters is right here, right now, inside my little world. My voice, the choice to speak while you listen. And of course, the little pauses as I observe your reaction. Like I said, it's just you and me out there. And as long as my voice is able to travel along these wires and gaps, you'll have something to enjoy, don't you? Let it all go and focus on what you feel. That's right. Now, the last subject of tonight is a bit more ethereal, and at the same time, I think you'll enjoy it greatly. Let it bubble up from inside, that feeling, that want, that need, that spreading, tingling sensation. It's not exactly my voice causing that elation, no, it's more of a hint, a sprint towards something else, while your mind calmly ambles along, every word shortened, longing for something else, but that's okay. You can simply enjoy the sway of the waves, up and down, drifting and falling deeper. And I wonder, are you a dreamer or a sleeper? Is it already time to sleep, or is it just something I say to keep you from being distracted, focused on my voice, while the pleasure gives you little choice but to have little drops going on in your mind as the drips outside will find their way where they belong. It can be so hard to enjoy the pleasure. Oh yes, let's make sure that you're firmly in your place. We wouldn't want you to get too distracted by desire, do we? And once I lit that fire long ago, it never completely went out, I think. There were plenty of suggestions that I let sink in deeper and deeper, and that's okay. It's wonderfully to go with the sway of the waves and the craving that spreads. Very good. And now, of course, I wish I could just go on and on and on. And maybe I will. If my voice follows, you can remain nice and floaty and deep and feeling some delicious sensations spread within. Who knows what the radio has planned for you tonight? Or if my voice doesn't follow, you can enjoy this relaxation and recovery at your own pace, in your own place, safe and warm inside. And I know that you will. You will do your best to relax and treat yourself to something nice. Enjoy.